we had this amazing collective mastermind call today. And one of the things we went through on this call was the work of Dr. Benjamin Hardy and this idea of claiming your future self before the future you is here in this moment as a way of growing and scaling your business. So I led our clients through this exercise where they closed their eyes and they imagined who they were 3 years ago and reflected on what reality they created and the thoughts, beliefs, and stories that they held. And then we moved to present moment today. We did that same exercise. And then finally, we moved to 3 years down the line. And I asked our clients to really embody that future identity, that future self right now, and to look at their current life through the lens of that future identity and to notice, where am I in alignment? And what are the gaps? What are the opportunities to claim a higher standard? What are the areas, the beliefs, the stories that I'm telling myself that are recreating the reality that I have today instead of moving me towards a different future? Such a powerful exercise in business, because the truth is that the business that you hold, I often talk about this, is a beautiful mirror. And what does it mirror? It mirrors who you are on the inside. So people talk about scaling to 6, 7 figures. I mean, I help entrepreneurs grow and scale businesses. And oftentimes people think it's about strategy, and that's a hugely important piece of it. But underneath that is identity. Because the you that built the business that you have right now is not the you that's gonna build the next one. And so a lot of people make this mistake. They're trying to scale with the same identity that got them to where they are today, and they're wondering why nothing's moving. If you've ever felt like this in business, it's like I take one step forward, two steps back, or my income just looks the same month after month after month, or maybe I'm making like incremental progress or growth. That's not a strategy issue. That's actually an identity issue. And so the fastest way to create real change in a business is not by fixing strategy. It's by fixing and shifting the identity that's behind every decision that you make. And it starts with this exercise, this future self exercise. So take a moment and imagine who you are 3 years down the line. Notice that person. And you might close your eyes right now. And just see that person in your mind's eye. Notice the business they're running. Notice how they hold themselves. Notice how much revenue they're making, where they live, the relationships that they have, how they make decisions, the types of clients they're working with. And as you really catch a vision for that future self, I want you to overlay that future self on top of where you are in this moment today. And just catch the contrast, not from a place of judgment, not from a place of I'm not doing enough and I need to catch up, just neutral awareness. Your future self might work with a certain caliber of clients, and you can notice in your current business right now. You know, there are some clients that are like that, but a lot of clients I'm working with aren't quite there yet. That's great. That's feedback. It's awareness. Can you make decisions from that future self today? Can you take 5 minutes every morning, close your eyes and imagine yourself moving through your day as that future self? When you're unsure about what to do next in your business, can you ask the question, how would me 3 years down the line see this moment? Who would I have to be in this moment in order to live into that future self right now today? You make those decisions step by step by step, decision by decision by decision. And then you wake up 6 months, 12 months, 18 months down the line, and suddenly that future self, that self that was like 3 years out, is no longer a future self. It's the reality that you're living right now, right here, today.